that in places like Syria, in Iraq, with ISIS members, that they're encouraged to either stay home in a place like France or go back home to a place like France to conduct a terrorist activity. It's very, very difficult. There are thousands of individuals, we believe, from all over Europe and the United States, by the way, Canada and Australia, who have traveled to Syria and come out. It's hard to say that it's a failure if they don't get everything exactly right. What it was is that we just didn't catch up in time to this individual plot. I've been concerned when I was chairman, I'm still concerned today, that the sheer volume of those possibilities are just one plane ticket away. They fight in Syria for some determinate period of time, they become more radicalized, they have combat experience, they go back to their home country somewhere in Europe, they decide they want to conduct an attack in the United States, they buy an airplane ticket and come here. And if the intelligence services don't catch them coming in or out of a theater of battle like Syria and Iraq, then they're going to be allowed to come back to the United States. That's very, very concerning. And candidly, it is a matter of time before something like that happens in the United States.